Back now to the fallout from Fianna Fáil's own report into its handling of the presidential election campaign. We're joined now by former Fianna Fáil government advisor, Irish Times columnist and political commentator, Gerard Howland. Gerard, good morning. Thank you for joining us this morning. You've had a look at this report. What stands out in it for you?
Well, the standout is the fact that the party leader, on the basis of one meeting, he had previous knowledge and contact with Jim Gavin over the years, but on the basis of one meeting, no due diligence, no reporting, decided he would be the candidate. And essentially, there's a talk about whether the process was adequate, but the process was crystal clear. It's very well established. Everyone knows what it is, and it's worked reasonably well for Micheál Martin for years, is that he decides. And that process was repeated in this instance. And from there, we get to this.
One meeting, no polling, and questions that were being raised even before the selection convention. Why did Micheál Martin push ahead with Jim Gavin as the candidate?
Because he is habituated in that style of leadership over years. It has served him well on a number of occasions. That's how he does business, and he didn't change on this occasion.
And is he going to have to change now based on what we heard from what was emerging in that Fianna Fáil parliamentary party meeting last night, exchanges which were described earlier by Micheál Lehane as bitter, sometimes nasty. Are things going to have to change for Micheál Martin now? Is he going to have to adjust his leadership style?
No, I don't think so. Regardless of whatever is said, I don't think much will change. I think that's the way things are done. I think he gets up this morning still as leader of the party. Is that going to change in the short term? Probably not. Is he safe? Not absolutely, by the way, but that's a different question. And, you know, the big issue about how many people knew about what and who said what and why wasn't this issue about Jim Gavin's tenant looked into more deeply. This is a secondary issue. The primary issue is that Jim Gavin's sudden exit from that campaign was Micheál Martin's luckiest day.
Why?
Because if that candidacy had continued, a candidacy that had already collapsed on the basis of the inarticulation of the candidate, it would have been far worse over the next fortnight, because all of the blame would have accrued in that situation to the party and the party leader, who had put forward not a candidate who had a problem with a tenant and rent that wasn't paid back, but a candidate who was completely unsuited to the role for which he had been chosen.
Nobody in the report gets the blame for what went wrong, except maybe Jim Gavin, because he didn't, because five times he was asked questions around that tenancy issue and said he had no recollection. But is it a problem with this report that there's nobody actually found accountable for the mistakes?
I would say, from the point of view of those who commissioned the report, that's the main advantage of the report, actually. That's what these reports are intended to achieve, and this one has done it stunningly successfully.
If you were advising Micheál Martin now, and I think it's fair to say that he has been weakened, that he has lost some support, but can he win back that support now? How would he go about doing that?
Well, Micheál Martin has never really sought to win back support in terms of his parliamentary party. He has successfully, I think, doubled down on his authority within the parliamentary party time and again. I think the most important thing about the report, apart from the fact that it was opaque in terms of where responsibility lay, is that it was presented in the second last day of this term. The parlimentary party will not meet, and the Dáil will not meet again until the middle of January. Conspiracy is not remote work, I can assure you. And the momentum has now ceased. It's not over, by the way. There's a very committed group of people who are intent on bringing their leader down. But are they enough? Is this going nowhere on balance? Unless another issue arises, I'm not sure there's much more left than this.
Micheál Martin's term as Taoiseach is due to end in 2027. He's then due to become Tánaiste. Can he hold on that long?
Probably, unless something else happens, unless he makes another mistake. But if something else happens, if there is another mistake, his ballast is diminished because of this. He has less fuel in the tank.
Will he lead the party into the next election?
No.
Gerard Howland, former government advisor, Irish Times columnist and political commentator, thank you. And the Taoiseach and Fianna Fáil leader Micheál Martin will be interviewed on Today with David McCullough coming up after this programme. It's 8:52.